Assalamualaikum! Ito ang Salam Radio, naghahatid sa inyo ng mga balita't talakayan tungkol sa Islam, kulturang Muslim at iba pa.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Mula na naman tayo narito sa ating programa, ang Salam Radio, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602 Kasalika. At ngayong hapon, kasama po natin ang dekano ng Institute of Islamic Studies, si Dean Macarena Morados bilang anchor ng programa. At mayroon po tayong special guest ngayon, si Attorney Rani Bai D. De Langalen. Siya po ang Undersecretary for Special Concerns ng Department of Agriculture or Department of Agriculture Chairperson DA or Department of Agriculture Halal Food Industry Development Program po. Dito po nakabase yan sa ating sa Quezon City. Diyan po sa Department of Agriculture. Diyan sa May Circle. Yan po yung kanilang opisina. At ngayon na bilang kasamang anchor, inahanog ko sa inyo ang tablado, Dean Morados, sa para kapayanamin ang ating guest ngayong hapon na ito.
Maraming salamat, Kamar, at assalamualaikum, magandang hapon sa ating lahat, at magandang hapon, Attorney Rani Bai. Nagpapasalamat ang Institute of Islamic Studies dahil finally, natupad na rin yung ating goal na magkaroon tayo ng isang episode dahil itong usaping halal ay napaka-importante lalo na ngayon. Bago ang aking mga katanungan, hayaan mo na kitang bumati sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Maraming salamat sa invitation din. Sa ating mga tagapakinig, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat.
Waalaikumsalam.
So, Asik, yung una kong tanong sa iyo ay kung pwede natin ma-discuss yung batas na yung Halal Act 2016 dahil sa tingin ko ito yung anchor ng ating pag-uusap ngayon.
Okay. Siguro din bago natin talakayin ang RA 10817 mm-hmm. or otherwise known as Halal Export Development and Promotion mm-hmm. Act of 2016, banggit ko lamang po ang programa ng Department of Agriculture mm-hmm. sa Halal program na mention nga ni
Sir Kamar po.
Brad Kamar. Ito po yung programa ng Department of Agriculture Halal Food Industry Development Program. Mm. It has been in existence since 2004. Mm. Mm-hmm. So that almost like 13 years, 14 years. Mm-hmm. Marami pong mga activities, mga advocacy na ginawa. Mm. But recently po, specifically just last year, nag-take off po yung ating mga activities, halal activities, programs and projects mm. dahil nga po sa suporta ng ating mahal na kalihim mm. Secretary Manny Piñol mm. sa mga programa ng halal mm. at in fact po ngayong 2018 but he approved it last year, ginawang banner program na po ang halal program ng Department of Agriculture mm. This has been requested by many individuals who handled halal of Department of Agriculture. Hindi po na-approve yung request nila for it to become a banner program. Mm. But just last year, under the leadership of Secretary Manny Piñol, in-approve po niya.
Wow. Kaya po, magandang development.
Maganda po. We have lots of milestones actually mm-hmm. Last year and hopefully this year, mas marami po inasmuch as approved na nga po na banner program yung ating halal program sa Department of Agriculture. Marami po tayong gagawing mga trainings, advocacies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So in line with that, mm-hmm. meron na rin ang ating government in its entirety nagtutulungan. We are coordinating our efforts because of the exigency of the law, which as I mentioned, Republic Act 10817, ang ating nangungunang ahensya dito as being the chair of the Halal Board mm-hmm. ay ang DTI, mm-hmm. ang vice chair ay ang NCMF, and may mga members agencies like us, Department of Agriculture, mm-hmm. Department of Tourism, Bangko Sentral, mm-hmm. DOST, MINDA, mm-hmm. and marami pa mong iba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At saka mabanggit ko lang, ang Institute of Islamic Studies, UP, ay isa din siya sa mga natukoy na academic partner. Mm-hmm. Lalo na maganda dito sa ano sa National Commission on Muslim Filipinos. Mm-hmm. Parang bit-bit ng NCMF, ang UP Institute of Islamic Studies at as its academic partner. Mm-hmm. Siguro, Yusek, para sa mga kaalaman ng mga non-Muslims, mm-hmm. siguro maraming nagtataka, ano ba itong halal? Siguro una, bago yung batas, pag-usapan natin, sa tingin mo, ano ba yung malawakang konsepto ng halal? Dahil may nagtatanong, ang halal ba ay food lang? Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganong klaseng tanong. So, gusto ko makinig sa'yo kung ano yung kabuoang konsepto ng halal.
Magandang katanungan po yan din. Sa ating mga engagements, sa ating mga meetings, yun nga po ang katanungan ng marami.
Mm-hmm.
And we are thankful na may mga ganong mga pagkakataon para ma-explain po natin. Ano po ba yung halal? Hindi lang ang halal po hindi lang po pagkain. Kasali po diyan ang non-food like lipstick.
Oh yeah, so
press powder, so, toothpaste,
cosmetics. Like, halal cosmetics.
Halal
yeah.
cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And halal services.
Halal services. Oh, interesting. Ano yung halal services?
Our hotel.
Okay.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Dito po sa Metro Manila, I think we have 2 halal hotel.
Certified
hotel. Berjaya.
Berjaya.
Sa Makati.
And I think Manila Hotel, their kitchen.
Meron silang halal kitchen.
Halal kitchen. Yeah. Oo. Mm-hmm. So hindi lang po talaga usaping pagkain ang halal. Meron din tayong halal fashion and halal mga beach resorts.
Yeah, oo.
But I think in our country wala pa, but in other countries they have.
Yes.
Mayroon silang mga halal certified beach resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Parang ano siya Yusek, ang halal is
lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
tama. It's a lifestyle dahil hindi lang pala ang focus niya related sa food. Pero sa nabanggit natin, even yung mga cosmetics, meron na pala tayong konsepto.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro nagtataka yung ating listeners, paano nagiging halal ang lipstick? So, mm-hmm. dito papasok, Yusek, yung component
ng paggawa. Kailangan may mga standards po tayo. Mm-hmm. Ganito po, ang ordinary notion pag sinabing halal, basta lang walang pork or porcine ingredient, mm-hmm. halal na po yun. Hindi po ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Ang halal po, kailangan malinis ang pag-prepare,
mm-hmm.
safe, walang harmful chemical
mm-hmm.
na nakakasama sa katawan mm-hmm. natin. Mm-hmm. So in the case of lipstick, kailangan po wala siyang component na mga mercury na nakaka-cause ng mga cancer.
Mm.
So that's so hindi yun siya halal or haram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mga radical elements no?
that can destroy mm-hmm. health. So mm-hmm. safe po ang halal, pag sinamit natin halal, safe, clean mm-hmm. and nutritious pagdating sa pagkain.
Mm-hmm. So sa Islamic point of view, talagang ang anchor ng halal is beneficial to the human body, no?
Mm-hmm.
Beneficial to the health.
The health.
Not only the health is the parang kabuuhan mm-hmm. pagtingin, pero it includes mental, emotional, and even yung sa physical at sa yung outward.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga, meron tayong sinasabing halal fashion, kanina mm-hmm. nabanggit, no? Mm-hmm. So, sa mga kababaihan, nakukover yung aura. Hindi na mm-hmm. hindi nakikita. So, ang ganda pala talaga ng konsepto. So, mali yung misconception na paghalal ay may ritual, paghalal may ginagawa ang mga Muslim. Hindi po, di ba?
Hindi.
So, it's like we look at the preparation.
Preparation.
So, yung halal concept starts from, sabi nga nila, farm to market?
Farm to plate. Because you have to consider also the fees. It should be halal, ang fees po. And then the preparation, the manner you slaughter. Meron po tayong mga standards. And under RA 10817 na ang setting of standards or crafting of standards of halal commodity and practices nasa Department of Agriculture. And I'm glad to mention we have already 4 Philippine national standards on slaughtering small, large ruminants, agri and fishery products, and feeds, and what is the other one? I've mentioned 3, but it's 4, and we are into also crafting
milk.
Yung
si Kasali ba dito yung mga fertilizers na ginagamit?
Of course. Although it is allowed for halal production, it is allowed to use fertilizer, certain percentage. Kokonte lang po. And beyond that, hindi na po pwede. It's already, it's not halal. It's haram already. Because that would be already a distraction to the health of human being. Kaya talaga, when we say halal food, it's safe to human consumption, healthy. Kaya nga po medyo ang price is also premium because of the preparation, the ingredients. We have to consider that.
Dinadaan ng proseso.
Manpower
so,
also.
Kung maintindihan siguro ng karamihan ang konsepto ng halal, preferably, pupunta talaga ako sa halal product. No? Dahil free siya sa anumang bagay na makakasira sa katawan. No? So, Yusik, ano sa tingin mo yung impact nito, itong mga ganitong inisyatibo, local and then international?
Kaya po, yung ating mga misconception na ang halal ngayon ay ang kumakain lang ay ang Muslim. Hindi po. Mm-hmm. It also being consumed by non-Muslim in the Philippines and internationally. US, Canada, Australia, Spain. In fact, those countries I've mentioned, member po sila ng isang halal organization o yung IHAF International Halal Accreditation Forum and other halal international agrupation. Sila po ay nagpa-participate sa halal industry. Like for instance, in our regional areas, the Thailand, we have $2.3 trillion halal market, both food and non-food as of this date. Now, ang Philippines po, kukonte lang ang ating nasishare na doon sa pie na 2.3 trillion dahil nga po medyo mabagal yung development ng ating halal industry in the Philippines. Kaya nga po nagkaroon ng mga ganitong inisyatibo ang ating government para naman maka-share tayo sa halal global market na yun ang pagkalaki-laki.
Yes, yes. O, tama. Kasi yung international market, talagang meron siyang demand para sa halal. And I was amazed last time, meron kaming visitor from Argentina and he was showing us statistics of halal income coming in the country. And you know what's interesting? Argentina is largely non-Muslim country and less than 5% yung Muslims, 2%, hindi pa kaya ta umabot, no? But then, nakita nila yung potential. Siguro ito yung, I mean, na-realize ng Philippine government na meron talaga tayong global market, may demand. Kumusta naman, Yusek, yung implementation? Nagiging responsive ba ang ating mga like mga producers sa Pilipinas, meron na ba tayong mga companies na nag-devote talaga ng oras para pag-aralan on how to produce halal products?
Marami po. Even the multinational companies. Pwede ko mga banggit ang mga iba.
Okay lang.
Magnolia.
Oh, okay. Kaya kami Magnolia halal chicken.
Dahil po sa demand ng international countries, ang mabanggit ko lang ulit tayo sa Thailand, mostly dominated po nila ang halal market in the Middle East. And take note, they are non-Islam country.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why what I am trying to say here is it is not a hindrance for us Philippines to also be aggressive in developing our halal industry dahil lang sa tayo ay
majority non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Because others are also doing. Australia, Canada, and China. Japan is also starting to develop their halal industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they're so interested dahil nga lumalaki yung demand ng international market. UAE, Kuwait, Saudi have been requesting to the Philippines poultry, cattle, but the sad thing is may problema tayo sa production. So that is one challenge that the Department of Agriculture is addressing, because that is one of our roles in our 10817 production. That's why the good secretary for a start, apart from he approved the halal program sa banner program, nagbigay po siya ng kasi we have these assets, 44 million, and then another funds for production to address. So we are going to implement mga multiplier farms for three identified provinces in Mindanao for 2018.
Okay. Ang ganda na yung sinabi mo, Yosek, pero kailangan muna nating magkaroon ng
commercial, sandali
commercial
po.
Sandali.
Kayo po nakikinig sa Salam Radio, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Samahan niyo kaming mahook
sa isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Walang himala! Ang himala ay nasa puso ng tao! Nasa puso natin lahat! Tayo ang gumagawa ng himala!
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Assalamualaikum! Ito ang Salam Radio, naghahatid sa inyo ng mga balita't talakayan tungkol sa Islam, kulturang Muslim at iba pa.
Muli tayo nagbabalik sa ating programa, ang Salam Radio, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka. Din Mac?
Okay. Yosek, ang ganda nung sinabi mo kanina, yung pagtalakay mo tungkol sa mga inisyatibong ginawa na ng inyong department. At saka yung impact nung halal, no, production. Nabanggit mo ang malaking opportunity manggagaling sa ibang bansa, like for example you mentioned about Qatar and UAE, Saudi, Kuwait asking Philippines to produce halal
livestock, poultry, cattle.
But then na-realize ko lang in 2016 merong pinalabas na statistics ang NCMF registering around 11 million plus Muslim Filipinos in the country. And just imagine this 11 million. Parang, sa Pilipinas pa lang talaga, napakalaki na nung ating prospect, no? Market. No? So, ito naman yung tanong ko. Meron na tayong mga companies, in fact, some of them are non-Muslim companies na nagtatry pumasok sa halal industry. So, paano natin na-assure? Like, for example, pag pupunta ako doon sa Robinson's, for example, mag-grocery, kukuha ko ng isang produkto at makikita ko yung halal logo. Pero meron din akong napansin na may iba ring logo. So, paano ba natin ma-assure yung mga Muslims, no? Yung mga consumers na ito talaga ay halal?
Previously, ang responsible agency for accrediting mga certifying bodies was NCMF.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to accredit 3 certifying bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung 3 certifying bodies na yon ay yun ang mag-certify together may logo yon na yung product ay halal.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, may mga independent certifying bodies
mm-hmm.
na accredited by international accreditation body like mm-hmm. Chakim, and one in may sa Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Yun ay kinoconsider as halal, legitimate, halal mm-hmm. certified product din. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, that function is transferred to Department of Trade and Industry
mm-hmm.
under PAB, Philippine Accreditation Bureau or Board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, andun na po yun. But, as of now, they are still in the process of crafting guidelines. So, wala pa silang na-accredit. So, for now, yung 3 pa lang na accredited by NCMF plus few, 2 or 3 na accredit ng international accreditation body. Now, meron pong ganyan. Minsan, totoo po na nagsisini-certify pero hindi naman talaga nag-undergo ng or does not observe the standards of halal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean to say, hindi mm-hmm. po siya talaga halal certified product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are we going to address this? We have already IRR of R810817
mm-hmm.
nakapaloob po doon sa provision ng IRR. Now, we, in the implementation of the R810817, We can apply also the provisions of other laws, the Consumer Safety Act, penalizing, or pag sinabi natin penalizing or criminalizing yung mga fake
halal
certified product.
Mm-hmm.
We can prosecute.
Mm-hmm. Maganda siguro kung darating yung time na magkaroon na tayo ng parang advisory to the consumers na pag ganitong logo ang makikita ninyo, hindi ito legitimate, di ba? Hindi siya
authentic.
So, Yusik, parang sinasabi mo din yung pangangailangan din natin sa halal laboratory, di ba? Meron na ba tayong existing halal laboratory?
Yes. It's a government. Region 12 and also ARM, DOST, DOST 12 and DOST ARM. May mga laboratory testing. And I've heard also Region 4.
So may capacity na talaga sila as to determine nung
mga chemical
component ng food.
Food,
okay.
Whether it has a hard component. And I've heard that the National Central Office of DOST allocated for hundreds of millions for establishing of more laboratory testing as their counterpart sa kanilang role sa 10817.
Mm-hmm.
Yun po. Nagtutulungan naman ang ating mga agencies. So, mabalik po tayo doon sa we accept the fact na medyo mababa ngayong integrity ng ating halal products because mm-hmm. of that practice na kahit sino-sino na lang nag-claim na halal certified pero hindi naman talaga. Mm-hmm. So that one way of addressing. We also have a private group meron sila itong halal watch.
Mm-hmm.
So they are helping.
At saka may na-remember talaga akong concern when I attended one of the forums, and there was a consultation, and then there was this question raised na ang chairman ng halal ano natin sa Philippines, mm-hmm, based ng ating RA 10817 is nasa DTI.
DTI, Department of Trade and Industry.
Mm-hmm. Tanong ko lang ni Yusek, meron na ba silang mekanismo to ensure na itong mga taong nagtatrabaho para sa halal project natin ay meron silang Islamic background? Kasi like for example, kung maglalagay ka dyan ng isang scientist, mm-hmm, na hindi Muslim, well, he can provide the technology
but skill.
Then but in the real yung issue, yung by heart as Muslim, mm, halal thing is not only about cleanliness, mm, but it is our expression of our faith,
mm,
and I think that is the reservation of also of other Muslim countries, like, mm, they are questioning the body that composed this halal board, because at the end of the day, they are looking for people who can speak about Islam with authority, mm-hmm, who understand the concept of halal sincerely and by heart, because I am one of those I'm one of those Muslims in the Philippines that really understand halal as a way of life, as part of my faith, my identity as a Muslim.
That is considered, but that is a law for now.
Mm-hmm.
And in as much as that is a law, we can amend.
Yes.
We have that clamor. From other groups, sectors.
So aware din talaga tayo, yes, no, na parang, yes, yun ang sentiment, yes, natin for now.
That's why the Department of Trade and Industry, Secretary Mon Lopez,
mm-hmm,
took in as in Secretary Gani Makatoman, our Maranao brother and a Muslim. And in fact, this is the first time I think that the DTI was able to have a Muslim high-ranking official,
mm-hmm,
for purposely for this halal what's this function of, mm-hmm, Department of Trade and Industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if we want to consider this sentiment, we can always, the Congress will listen,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they will also, if they will be enlightened, they will also listen, and the, mm-hmm, the law can be amended,
mm-hmm,
and Secretary Mon Lopez is really trying to consider recommendations, suggestions for the implementation effectively of this law, mm-hmm, notwithstanding that the DTI it's mm-hmm,
na-appreciate natin, Yusek, no, like for example, nilagay ka sa halal concern, mm-hmm, concern. At least masasabi natin may moral ascendancy at may authority dahil ito, Muslim itong nagsasalita.
Yeah.
Parang pagpupunta tayo sa Muslim community, mm-hmm, walang nagtatanong, mm-hmm, kasi nandoon yung credibility. Oh, but then
less question.
Mm-hmm. Then ito namang isang issue natin, itong talagang programa, kabuuhan ng RA 10817, ito aminin natin na talagang may mga claimer galing sa baba, but, mm-hmm, then at least for now, tama ka, mm-hmm, Yusek, nagpapasalamat tayo na may ganito ng batas.
Mm-hmm.
At ito yung pwede nating
umpisahan.
Yun din ang
palaguin.
At ito yung sinasabi ko sa mga ibang Muslim na nagtatanong. So I think for now, mag-focus na muna tayo dito, mm-hmm, at hanapan natin ng paraan na kung ano man yung kakulangan, mm-hmm, in the future,
Pwede naman. We can always amend the law. Yeah. And for now, we can start working on the provisions of this law because the secretary also is open and supportive, really. Secretary Mondo.
Exactly. At yung economic opportunities for Muslims dahil itong halal industry, napakalaki. Like for example, if we want, if we need to produce more poultry products that are halal, then Muslims should start thinking of like putting up poultry farms.
Halal poultry farm.
Yeah. And then yung we don't have a parang you know, yung slaughterhouse. Okay? So actually these are economic opportunities. Kung naku, nananawagan tayo sa mga rich Muslim business people natin.
Mag-invest sila dito.
Mag-invest sila sa mga ganitong business, no? Kasi at the end of the day, kahit sinasabi natin, like for example, Muslim countries are demanding tons of poultry products. O saan natin kukunin? Di ba?
So, that is a problem. Production.
Makukwestiyon tayo kapag hindi, ano mo, hindi nangunguna yung Muslim.
Yes. Yeah. So, at saka pag tatanungin naman, sino ba ang may-ari ng poultry products ninyo? Dapat Muslim. Okay? At, ito rin yung issue, like for example sa restaurant, no? Even dito sa university, minsan na problema kami kasi may tumatawag sa opisina, may alam ba kayong halal restaurant? At yung misconception sa idea ng halal restaurant, akala nila basta yung food ay hindi siya na-contaminate ng pork. Pero hindi mo siya matatawag na halal restaurant kung yung adobong manok katabi niya ang adobong baboy. At sinasabi mong manok naman yan, no? So yung konsepto ng halal kitchen na talagang from the very beginning, wala kang pork dyan. Wala kang haram product na nilagay. So magko-qualify ka sa masasabi nating halal, no?
Okay. May mga standards po. Even sa, like for instance, sa farm, feeds, and then the preparation, the slaughtering, even the transportation, hindi pwedeng, hindi pwedeng magkahalo.
Yeah.
Yung nakatay na baka or manok, and then that of pork, hindi po pwede.
Nako, Yusek, nakikita ko sa isang department store dito sa Manila na sabi nila halal section pero katabi nung beef at saka chicken just few dangkal away nandoon na si pork. And then I noticed they use the same okay, so kahit ang sarap ng ating diskusyon, puputulin muna natin sandali para sa
at lalo na yung usapin ng ano yung mga sa department store, may pwede rin akong ma-share dyan.
Okay.
Sige. Kayo po nakikinig sa Salam Radio, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Haligan at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Hatid ng UP Dance Sport Society ang Oblation Dance Sport na gaganapin sa February 24 sa Bahay ng Alumni. Magkakaroon ng leadership talk at dance congress sa umaga para sa mga baguhan o gusto ng bagong experience. At Latin at Standard Ballroom Competition mula hapon hanggang gabi. Sa iba pang detalye, maaaring bisitahin ang UP Dance Sport Facebook page o i-contact si Doreen Elivera sa numerong 0909-455-2204. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Dance Sport Society sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sa Sa bawat perang dumadaan sa palad mo, nakasisigurado ka bang tama ang itinatago, ibinibigay at tinatanggap mo? Ang katapatan ay isang katangian na nararapat magsimula sa bawat isa sa ating. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Assalamualaikum! Ito ang Salam Radio, naghahatid sa inyo ng mga balita't talakayan tungkol sa Islam, kulturang Muslim at iba pa.
Muli tayong nagbabalik sa ating programa, ang Salam Radio, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Ma'am, before ko ibalik sa inyo yung mikropono, yung gusto kong i-share din yung experience ko sa mga department store. Madalas na, syempre, naghahanap ako ng mga halal food na, lalo na yung mga frozen food na halal galing Malaysia, galing Singapore. Siguradong may halal talaga yun, nakikita ko. Ang nawalan na ako ng gana, pasensya na sa paggamit ng salitang walang gana. Yung pagkukuha ka na ng product na yon, tapos nakita mo yung katabi niya ay baboy yung product. Ano ba, hot dog na pork.
May pork, contento.
Magkasama sila sa isang ref, sa freezer pala, ng baboy na product o nanhalal na product. Yeah. So yun, nakakapanghinayan. Yeah. Gustong-gusto mo talaga siyang kainin kasi sigurado ka nanhalal
yun. Maybe, siguro maging part ito ng advocacy nila, Yusik, yes, no? Yung yes, parang, information campaign sa mga department store na ang
meron ko
talaga. Yeah, yung tamang arrangement pag sinabi mong halal product, talagang halal lang yun.
Puro halal lang sa isang halal freezer
section,
na yun.
Okay. Halal section. Section. Mm-hmm.
Parang sa Davao, ma'am, may halal section sila talaga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, separated talaga yung halal lahat yun.
Sa mga grocery, groceries. And yeah, also in Cotabato City.
Cotabato and Davao City.
Through ordinance. So, meron din dapat participation ng ating local government unit really to compel the grocery or the malls to implement
the department store. Okay, so I think another important thing na gusto naming marinig sa inyo, Yusik, yung mga naka-line up mo na programa, kung pwede sana ma-share mo sa amin at maging information na lang din para sa mga tagapakinig natin.
Yes, for this year, 2018. We have for state universities and colleges, we would have a lecture series on halal. 14 state universities. Dami. And
itap nyo kami, Yusik. Magiging
excited kaming kasama dyan.
kasama ang UP, I think. So 14.
Resource.
So it would start, I think, March, April.
Parang caravan yan.
We are going to invite the various sectors. This is advocacy and also awareness to increase the awareness level of our public. Dahil kahit nga po sa atin mga Muslim, hindi ganun ka-clear yung concept ng halal. Pag sinabi lang hindi baboy, yun na yung halal. So dapat talaga kailangan ng intensive advocacy awareness campaign. We also have halal roadshow, orientation, awareness on yung kanina nabanggit natin, ang target po kasi natin nun mga students, youth. Ito naman other sectors, stakeholders. Ang halal roadshow. And then training, we're going to formulate training module for production trainings or capacity building. And then we also have halal credit facility. Ito po ay bago. I think this is the first time in the Philippines for us to have this. Kasi ganito po yon. Pag ang isang produkto, ang gumawa or ang owner nun ay nanghiram ng investment. Yung investment na yun ay may interest. Hindi na po yun halal.
Yes, exactly.
So kailangan po pati yung capital mo okay lang na inutang basta walang interest.
Interest free.
Islamic finance.
Halal income.
Halal income. So halal Islamic financing. So far wala pa. I think wala pang even in our government institution. Parang wala pa dahil the Islamic what is the Amana Bank or the mandate has been amended to accommodate this and still pending with the Congress. So yon.
So halal credit facility. Apo. It's like loan.
Loan may konteng
service fee
service
pero walang interest.
Admin cost gano walang interest. Yeah. And as ang tawag po nito sa atin is sa aming program production loan easy access.
Bali magkano ang mahirap?
As much as we
can. Interesado.
Ganito po. Mention din naman ganun kalaki. 50,000.
Wow, that can start a poultry.
Pwede ng poultry yun. Mga 50 or 70 plus na heads. Pwede na po yun. So, minimal lang po yung admin cost. Or service fee. Kaya malaking to, hindi po makukumpleto yung chain natin, halal chain, kung walang Islamic financing. Yan po ang problema ng Cotabato City. They want the Cotabato City to be halal hub, kulang lang ng financing.
Okay.
With this, it will complete now the ingredient.
Package.
Actually, the Department of Agriculture is into production. Isa yun sa task namin under R8 and 817 facility, yun yung mga slaughterhouses. So actually medyo malaki ang aming role sa facility. Multi-million yun ang
nakikita kong opportunity dyan sa credit facility na yan. Like kung mag-loan ka for poultry, sabay mo na rin yung facility for slaughtering. Di ba?
Medyo limited po yon kasi it entails parang million yung
slaughter.
Kahit na single A category. Although, may konti-konti. Kasi kung every time you're going to apply for a loan, tas request ka rin ng facility, parang hindi po feasible. Hindi makayanan.
This is a good start.
Yes. Each LGU naman.
Kailan ang target date of implementation ninyo niyan? This year. Wow, ang galing.
Actually, gusto ko nga eh. Okay. Mga four months after. Gusto ko kasi talaga action agad.
Ang galing.
Sumasakit ang ulo ng aking mga staff. Pero kasi gusto ko. Kasi din ang
maganda to, no? Kasi may plano, then meron ding time frame
yes,
na for implementation.
Hindi pwede so, sa hindi akin, to, kailangan may timeline.
Hindi to katulad ng mga naririnig nating mga project din na dala doon sa Muslim areas na natatapos sa planning, natatapos sa hangin.
Drawing.
Hindi po pwede sa akin. Kailangan may timeline.
Okay.
And then we also have the Philippine National Standards, as I have said. The Department of Agriculture is also tasked in formulating standards. So, you know, we have four slaughtering standards, small and large ruminants, agri and fishery, feeds.
Feeds? Tayo magproproduce o magbebenta tayo ng halal feeds?
Standards po ito.
Standards.
So, they will follow,
produce.
They will produce in accordance
based on the standards.
That's good.
You should make sure na walang haram doon sa feeds.
Yun. Ano pa yung, we are also on, another, goat raising and milk.
Milk production.
Milk production and goat raising. Well, na-mention, halal, we are all, I also given a directive to come up with the halal farm standards. Wala pa po kasi tayo noon. So in the process, hopefully in time for our halal we are going to launch our halal banner program by next month. So yun ang aking instruction, dapat magkaroon na kami ng halal farm standards. And we at least we can also have one halal demo farm.
Wow.
For next.
Galing.
Halal, and we also have youth halal advocacy summit. We've done this already last year.
Parang interesting yan. Ano naman yung youth halal summit, Yusik?
We, what's this? Parang conduct training also. We Oo, for cascading halal industry, whatever knowledge they will learn for that one day activity.
Empowering the youth.
Oo, and making them as an instrument also of propagating and cascading the halal industry. We've done this in Cotabato and last year in Metro Manila, Quezon City, and ilan bang ginawa natin for dalawa pa rin for this year. It will be held in MSU IIT in Llano del Sur, Llano del Norte and Cebu City. For this year.
So lahat ito naka-line up for this year,
2018. Also, we also have the Halal Trade Fair and Exhibit. Last year, we already have one. The first DA Halal Trade in Davao. It was a big event and it was also successful.
Wow, that's great.
Ang isa akong ma-remember na achievement in that trade fair, we were able to gather the 6 certifying bodies in one event, in one venue, in one table.
Wow.
Kasi hindi daw yan sila.
Ano yan, first time?
First time daw. No. Hindi sila nag-usap-usap eh. So, because of that activity. And that was that.
So, kailangan lang talaga ng may isang body neutral, no? Mapaupo mo lahat.
Yes.
Parang may patutunguhan talaga itong ating programa. At bilang response, kami naman sa UP Institute of Islamic Studies, natutuwa kaming i-share sa iyo na meron kami bagong course na tinatawag naming Halal Lifestyle. So, this is a short course. Baka interesado, may gusto kang mga staff mo na pakuhain nito, pero
Months, ma'am? Or
this is one
years?
Semester, pero we can provide a crash course, short-term course, like 3 days or for conceptual understanding of halal, what is halal, the basis, Islamic, and then we'll also partly discuss natin doon yung mga success story ng Indonesia and Malaysia.
So yes, pioneer sila kasi in Malaysia.
We can design a short course for this, like 4 days, no? So siguro mag-submit kami ng sa inyo ng
project proposal.
Yung proposal kung saan makikita ninyo yung in-offer ng Institute of Islamic Studies. Mm-hmm. But then ngayon in-offer natin yung Halal 101, Halal Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Okay? So meron kaming kasi nakikita din namin yung role ng academe sa usaping ganito.
Very, very significant ang role ng academe.
Yeah, dahil sinusulong natin ang halal industry, ang role namin is ipapaintindi saan nanggaling ito konsepto. Okay? Ang role ng Institute of Islamic Studies, i-explain yung Islamic context kung saan nanggaling itong halal. Mismo na nga lang sa terminology ng halal, ang daming mga kaibigan nating non-Muslims na hindi nila naiintindihan.
May mga misconceptions pa nga.
Akala nila ang halal is something related to ritual. No? Pero ang ganda nung mga project mo, Yusik, at dito pa nakikita natin yung konsepto ng halal. It starts with a halal income. So if you have the halal income, you can produce halal products. And you can consume, earn halal, produce halal, and consume halal. And that is the yung
holistic
approach. Sinatawag natin halal lifestyle.
Halal 101 po yun yung sa course
ninyo. Yes, halal 101. So, parang after the course, you will understand, so ito palang pinanggagalingan ng halal, yung ating Islamic basis. So, you have the Quran, you have the Hadith, you have the practices. Ngayon, titingnan naman natin, part ng course na to is, we have to look at the success story of Muslim, especially yung Southeast Asian context. We would like to focus on Malaysia and Indonesia. And then for non-Muslim country in Southeast Asia that is very successful in this halal activities, Thailand. They are the food capital of Southeast Asia, yeah. Di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang ang galing. Pag akala ko nung pupunta ka ng Thailand, mangangapa ka sa paghahanap ng halal product. Mm-hmm. Pero nako, ang galing. It's all over. Saka yung bukas yung kaisipan nila. Siguro kasi nakikita nila yung economic opportunity.
Oh, ang laki nga. The government is so supportive. Pag nag-meeting kami sa ASEAN Halal Food Committee, ang kanilang delegate, umaabot sila ng 10. Kami mga 3-4 lang. Ganon ka-supportive and they are non-Muslim.
Yes. So, yun nga, non-Muslims seeing the importance and the opportunities of halal are really like pushing, no? Nakaka-inspire yung sa Argentina. You remember, Kamar,
yes,
we had this visitor and he's also promoting yung sharing to us the halal industry in Argentina. Mm. And then, he was mentioning of millions of dollars in earned income. Mm-hmm. So their market, no, predominantly in the Arab countries, and malaki ang sales nila Qatar, Saudi, Kuwait,
UAE.
Yeah. Yun, galing. No? Mm-hmm. So yun lang siguro ang kulang sa atin sa Pilipinas, no, na susugan natin itong ganitong programa. At tayong mga Muslim, dapat maging aware at we patronize our halal products. Mm-hmm. Pero minsan naduduling ako sa kakahanap ng logo. Like, dapat talaga, Yusek, isa sa mga advocacy ninyo is yung
monitoring or halal section.
Halal section. Mm-hmm. Kahit ito na segregate muna.
Segregate siya.
Masegregate yung mga halal products.
Paunti-unti. Yes. Perhaps we can coordinate with the DILG for the local government units to issue or to come up with an ordinance to that effect.
Yeah, kasi yung experience ko, hanap ka ng hanap ng halal logo, di ba? Mahulog mo na yung mga ibang products doon kasi parang sabi na, ano bang hinahanap mo? Hinahanap ko ng logo. Hindi yata ko naintindihan nung
sales lady.
Ano ba yung logong hinahanap? Baka mag-join ka ng contest, something like that. Pero I think the best example is Davao City and Cotabato City. Mm-hmm. Kung saan meron talaga silang halal section.
Through the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, marami pa rin pag-uusapan tungkol dyan, ma'am. No? Tingin ko meron po kayong dadagdag niyan. Pagkalipas ng ilang paalala, tayo po ay nakikinig sa Salam Radyo. Dito lamang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ipinagdiriwang ng UP Journalism Club ang kanilang anibersaryo mula February 18 hanggang February 23 sa Kolehiyo ng Pangmadlang Komunikasyon, UP Diliman. Bitbit ang temang himagsikan, ang kanilang pagdiriwang ay may layuning hikayati ng publiko na sumali sa laban para sa mediang malaya at mapagpalaya. Sa iba pang detalye, pumunta lamang sa facebook.com/UP Journalism Club. 63 years of exercising critical thought and action. Hatid sa inyo ng UP Journalism Club sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, Kasali ka!
Assalamualaikum! Ito ang Salam Radio, naghahatid sa inyo ng mga balita't talakayan tungkol sa Islam, kulturang Muslim at iba pa.
Muli tayo nagbabalik sa ating programang Salam Radio dito lamang sa DZUP 1602, Kasali ka. Dean, Mac.
Yeah, so, at sa tingin ko parang konti na lang yung nalalabing oras para sa atin, Yusek. So, baka may idagdag ka pa mga impormasyon tungkol sa inyong mga advocacies and programs bago tayo
maubusan ng oras.
Bago maubusan ng oras. Okay.
Salamat din. Apart from mga our assets, the seminar, the training, meron din po tayong production support service na tinatawag dahil we recognize yung problema sa production nga.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil doon si Secretary nag-allocate ng paunang pondo muna for this year 2018, 15 million nga.
Paano ma-avail yun?
We've already identified the three provinces doon sa atin sa...
As beneficiaries.
And mostly LGUs. Mm. So,
paano ang implementation noon, Yusek?
The proponent would submit project proposal and it should be multiplier farm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Anong ibig sabihin ng multiplier farm?
Ganito po yon. May mga module-module. For one module, like for instance, tatlo or apat na cattle and or free range native chicken of 40-50. Pag nanganak yon, yung babae ibibigay sa another
farmer,
beneficiary in the community.
Ah, so yun pala ibig sabihin ng multiplier.
Oo. Padadamihin.
Parang piramide.
Kasi to address the problem nung diba, we have this practice in the department before na animal dispersal, bigyan ng isang baka, si Juan, and then si Pepe, isang baka or isang kalabaw. Pag nag-kafiesta, gabi na kinagat daw ng, kinagat ng mga ahas, ganyan. So, to address that, ganito yung naisip ni Secretary. Multiplier farm.
Oh, okay.
So yun po ang implementation ng ating production support. Sa paunang, and eventually perhaps next year mas malaki pa pong pondo.
Wow.
If this would be successful.
Ganda.
We also have other activities, international engagements for our halal products naman to be promoted sa other countries. We usually participate in MIHA's Malaysia International Halal Summit, and that's yearly. In fact, last year we participated, at saka yung Pili Nuts. Talaga yun ang naka-receive ng malaking sales. Pili Nuts, halal Pili Nuts, $40,000
wow.
Ang sales nila.
Galing. Oh.
Yeah, And that's halal. Meron pang mga relienong bangus.
Staff.
Galing kasi bangus, Malaysia is a Muslim country. So kung dadalhin mo yung product natin doon with the halal assurance, talagang may market tayo. Galing.
And in fact, nung nag-usap kami nung Canadian ambassador, he is also interested into Pili Nuts.
Pili
Nuts. Na halal. Marami tayong mga opportunities, not only here in the Philippines, dahil nga we have 11 million Muslims. And as I have said, hindi
potential,
lang po
potential consumers.
And hindi lang po Muslims ang nagko-consume ng halal.
Yeah,
also,
exactly. At saka Yusek, pag alam ng mga non-Muslim ang tamang konsepto ng halal, they would prefer halal. Because it's all about cleanliness and order and safety.
So yun po ang mga aming activities. What else? Other mga commitments internationally, we are also going to participate. Yun po. Sana ano ba, parting na tayo?
Okay. So parang wala na tayong oras. Gusto ko talagang magpasalamat Yusek Ranibay Dilanggalin sa...
Yes. Yeah, we acknowledge also Brother Armand de Sumimba sa pagsama kay Yusek. No?
Siya ang Kwan, Project Development Officer sa Halal Program Management Office. Yes. By the way, ang HPMO is also established under our administration. Wala po ito previously. So we've crafted. Yun po ang significant naman na achievement natin noong 2016 upon our assumption the secretary approved it.
So, okay, so maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat po, Yusek.
Maraming salamat for inviting us.
Thank you. Estudyante na rin po si Sir Arman.
Kaya hindi makapag-thesis si Manman.
Kaya niya yan. So, muli po, maraming salamat po sa pagkikinig sa ating programa, ang Salam Radio, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Ito ang Salam Radio, ang nag-iisang programang tungkol sa Islam, kulturang Muslim at iba pa. Hanggang sa susunod na Martes, ikaisa ng hapon. Ito ang DZUP, Kasali ka!